Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As night falls across Israel, the weather remains mild and clear, making for a pleasant evening in cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Here are today's headlines. First, hours after Iranian shrapnel lands in Israel, Zamir says IDF ready to strike back. This report comes from the Jerusalem Post just under an hour ago. Also, Israel readies for a possible U.S.-Iran war role as the Northern Front looms. This was reported by Ynet earlier today. Also this hour, Jordan intensifies its tone against Iran, calling recent actions a red line that cannot be crossed. This update comes from Israel Hayom about half an hour ago. Separately, the IDF fired interceptors over Eilut as Iranian missiles targeted nearby Aqaba in Jordan. This story was covered by the Times of Israel 2 hours ago. And finally, two U.S. troops were killed in Iranian attacks on Jordan, with another missing. I-24 News reported this news from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that the U.S. has informed Israel of plans to escalate strikes against Iran. This conversation raises concerns about potential Iranian retaliation against Israel. Oren Barsky, a political analyst, commented earlier today that Israel acts as the front line of the West against various global forces, highlighting the threats posed by external influences. The Times of Israel mentioned this morning that Jerusalem is preparing for potential involvement in the conflict with Iran as the U.S. considers its next moves. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report, the Israeli Defense Forces are on high alert after Iranian shrapnel landed in Israel. The attack has moved the military closer to a state of readiness for potential conflict. This escalation underscores the volatile situation in the region, with significant implications for Israeli security. Turning to Ynet's report, the IDF is preparing for possible involvement in a U.S.-Iran conflict. This includes planning for large-scale missile attacks from Iran and increasing tensions on Israel's northern border. Such preparations highlight the growing regional instability and the potential for broader conflict. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports that Jordan has strongly condemned Iran's recent actions, calling them a severe provocation. This diplomatic stance is a response to escalating tensions and highlights the delicate balance of power in the Middle East. Separately, the Times of Israel notes that the IDF intercepted missile debris near Eilut as Iranian missiles targeted Aqaba. This defensive action reflects ongoing military tensions and the challenges of maintaining security across Israel's borders. And finally, I-24 News provides a somber update on the loss of two U.S. troops in Jordan due to Iranian attacks. This incident adds to the complexity of the U.S.-Iran confrontation and raises questions about the future involvement of regional allies. On the economic front, first, the acquisition deal of Esh Bank by Nir Zuk has been cancelled, as reported by Israel Hayom Business earlier today. Isracard had planned to become a bank through this deal, which has now expired. Separately, CTEC reports that Isracard has walked away from its planned acquisition of Esh Bank. This decision follows months of negotiations that ended without a binding agreement. And finally, Globes highlights concerns from Moody's regarding a potential rating downgrade for Israel. This follows a warning about the erosion of legal system independence, which could have financial implications. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.